All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Yud Ches 18, and we are starting from Yud Ches. We're starting second line down from the top, Yud Ches Amud Aleph Ve'Ela. So, remember again, we left off in the middle of the sugya concerning whether or not an arusa, a woman who is widowed or divorced from Erusin, does she have a kesuva or not? So, remember again, from the kasha of Abaye, Abaye made it sound like that an arusa automatically has a ksuva. But we were also discussing whether, so even though Abaye begins by saying that's a fait accompli, we were discussing at the end of the day whether or not that's actually true. So we'll see actually, you know what, I'll do it in a moment. Second, bless you. Fine, we'll come back to him. We'll do the halach in just a moment. So Gemara says, rather, if you want to see if an arusa has iksuva, we can learn from Rechiya Ba'ami. What does Rechiya Ba'ami say? Ishto arusa lo onein velo metamelo. So we'll say the halach is that if, this is talking about a kohen, that if a kohen performed erusin with a woman, lo onein, if she dies, he does not become an onein. Remember again, aninos is the state between death and burial, where the mourner is exempted from all positive mitzvos. So if the Kohen performed Erusin with a woman, and then she died, he does not become an Onin. V'lo metamela. Furthermore, again, he cannot become Tamei for her. V'chein hi lo onenes v'lo metamelo. Furthermore, again, she does not become an onenes, nor does she become tummy for him. Then I will say, now if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Severe v'lo metamelo, lav mishum kahuna ka'amar, de'ein kahanos musharos al tuma d'chsidnei aron, ela eina zekuka litamelo, lo kohanes v'lo yisraelis, shemitzva lehis asik b'shiva mesi mitzva ha'amurim b'parasho, d'chsiv lo yitama." So we'll say, when it says that she does not become tummy for him, of course, that's not a din in kahuna. A female, a kohenes, right? A woman from a kohanic family does not have the halachos concerning abstaining from tumah. What it means when it says that she does not become tamei for him, it means she does not have an obligation to become tamei for him. In other words, what that means is the following. The halacha is that you have an obligation to take care of the levaya, the burial needs, for the seven close relatives. A mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, and a spouse. What it's saying over here is that when she has erusin with this man, she is not responsible ultimately to take care of his burial needs. Meisa, eino yorsha. If she dies, he does not inherit her. Meisu, but if he dies, govek suvasa. She inherits her ksuva. So there seems to be a pretty explicit proof that what? That even a woman from erusin does in fact get a ksuva. To which the Gemara says, well, one second, Dilma de Kasavla. Maybe the case that we're talking about over here, Abosai, is where he wrote for, in other words, that he willingly obligated himself in ksuva for her, but that's only because he actively obligated himself, but there is no de facto obligation for ksuva from Erusin. V'chitema de kasavla, maya lememra. But Abosai, that's true, that he wrote for her a ksuva, meaning that he willingly committed himself to ksuva for her. Then what's the chiddush? What's the novelty in the bride? So why does anything have to be said? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Mesa eina yarsha itzrichale. You need, the bride needed to say the clause that if she dies, he does not inherit her. So the Gemara says, Ela Abaye. So therefore, you know, we'll say, therefore this bride does not provide any conclusive proof that Narusa has a ksuva. Because again, we could explain away this case as a situation of a husband willingly obligating himself in ksuva, and therefore again, no raya that Narusa always has a ksuva. Rather, I will say, when Abaye went ahead and retracted his position, as you saw in Amud Beis yesterday, he did it based on the Mishnah itself. If you look at Rashi, Allah Abaye to Amr La'el, Lav Milsihi Da'amri, when Abaye retracted his position from yesterday, so there the Gemara says, Migufa Dimas Nisin Dotsia Get Mishum Dihi Gufa Kasha. So he retracted his position based on the original statement of the Mishnah. Why? What happened? Disakadaitcha. So, because Abaye said, if you want to say that we're talking about a place where they don't normally write a ksuva, right? If that's how you want to understand the case of the Mishnah and Gin, they're talking about a situation where they don't normally write a ksuva. The get hainu ksuvasa, and in that case, again, her get is her actual ksuva. Atu get manu masayin ksivbe. going to say again, does the get actually have in it a clause that tells you how much she collects, whether she collects 100 or she collects 200? V'chitei ma kevan detakinu rabbanon lemigvola kiman dekasev beidami. Iba, maybe you'll say that since the rabbanon said that you could collect with this ksuva, therefore what? It's as if it is written either mana or masayim into the get itself. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, liton v'lema parati. Let the husband claim, I paid it already. I was supposed to say, just because she goes in and she produces a get, why can't he counterclaim and say, I went ahead and I paid this debt already? Because maybe we could tell him, look, if it's true that she went ahead and you paid it already, then what? You should have ripped the get. In other words, we're both saying that the way it would work is the following. In communities or in locales where they did not write a ksuva, and therefore, again, the get itself was the mechanism for collection of the ksuva, in those communities, what they would do is after the husband went ahead and, paid off the ksuva, they would tear up the get, which makes sense. Because again, effectively, the get represents the note of indebtedness, right? Therefore, again, once the note has been paid, so in that case, the husband would go ahead and tear up the get in order to ensure that the wife cannot collect the ksuva again. So if we're talking about a case where in a community where they don't write a ksuva, therefore, the get is the ksuva. Wife shows up and says, here's my get, I never got paid. Husband says, I paid you. We could counterclaim to the husband and say, what? Really? If you paid her, what should you have done? Should have ripped up the get. Amar Lan, he could have said to us, Lo Shav Kasan. Well, I tried, but she wouldn't let me. Why not? Amra Ba'ina Le'en Sube Bey. Because she said, I can't let you tear up my get. You know why? I need it to get remarried with it. In other words, I need that get to serve as proof for my ability to get remarried. V'chitema amrin onlay, ibay l'chol mikrei, u'michtav agabe, gita dinan dekarenu. So I'm sorry, let's go back. So but maybe we could counterclaim to him and say, listen, you should have still gone ahead and torn it up. Ibay l'chol mikrei, you should have torn it. U'michtav agabe, now you don't have to shred the whole thing to pieces, but you could tear it up in a way that prevents the document from being used again, and write on the other side of it, mikhtav agabe, or right on top of it, gita dinan, this get, dikarenu, that we tore, lav mishum de gita psulhu, we didn't tear it because it's a get puzzle, ela ki hechi delo tigbi be zimna achrisi. Rather, we tore it, why? In order that the woman not be able to collect with it a second time. To which the Gemara says, so what says, that's what we say to the husband. To which the Gemara gives an interesting answer. Atu kol de magbi bebeidina magbi. Do you think that all people, this is a great answer, and this is a great answer when this whole thing is taking place in front of Beis Din. Do you think that every single time one wants to collect her ksuva, she's doing it in front of Beis Din? Look at Rashi. Atu kol de magbi bebeidina magbila v'chi kol aporea chov ba le Beis Din b'makom sheparalo. So do you think that every single time a woman comes for collection for her ksuva, that she's doing it in front of Beis Din, that there's a Beis Din present to write this entire formulation? In other words, this is a great suggestion the Gemara is making. As long as this process is occurring in front of skilled people who know how to write this verbiage. But do we automatically assume that every single time one wants to collect a ksuva, it's happening in front of a Beis Din? The answer to that, of course, is no. Therefore, again, the husband could claim, I tried to do all of this, but ultimately the woman would not give me the document to go ahead and record the payment of the ksuva on it. So just with this piece, so how do we paskin? See, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, this is in, I'll quote it to you, this is in Eben Ezer, Simen Nun Hei, Sif Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Remember, we're talking specifically about whether or not an Arusa, a woman in Erusin, has a ksuva or not. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Hama'ares es ha'isha v'kasav la ksuva. If a man does Erusin with a woman, and he wrote a ksuva for her, v'lo kansa l'chuba, and he did not yet do nisuin. So adayin arusahi ve'ena nisua. Sheina ksuva osa nisuin. So first of all, first point the Shulchan Aruch writes is that if you did erusin, and then you wrote a ksuva, bless you, and then you wrote a ksuva, so a ksuva does not affect nisuin. That's first order of business. Okay, I guess it's a habamina that ksuv itself would affect me. So we don't pass in that way. Ve'im meis o girsha. Now what happens if he died or if he divorced her? So what's the halacha? Gove ikir ksuva mibnei chori ve'ina gove tosefes klal ho'yo v'lo insa klinsa. So what's the Shulam makes an interesting distinction. Let's say that ksuva has two parts. That ksuva has ikir and it has tosefes. It has the primary amount, which is the 100 or the 200, but then the husband added additional amounts as well. Shulam makes an interesting distinction. She can go, already from Erusin, he commits himself to Iker Ksuva. Therefore, if he dies before Nisuin, he or his estate, or he or divorces her, or dies before Nisuin, either he or his estate has to pay the Iker Ksuva to the woman, but not the tosefes, not any additional amounts. So the Gemara says, "Valam ires isha v'lo kasav laksuva umeso girsha v'yarusa in lo klum v'afilu ha'iker shotikno la'iker ksuva ad shetinasi ad shiyato." So we'll say, so aloch l'maisa, through the Shulchan Paskins is like this. If he did not write a ksuva, there is no ksuva obligation for Erusin. Okay, that's halacha lemaisa. If he decided to write a ksuva, so we assume that what that means is he decided to obligate himself from erusin, but only obligates himself in ikar ksuva, not in tosefes ksuva. Tosefes ksuva only becomes binding as of nisuin. Therefore, were he to die or to divorce her from erusin, he or his estate would only be obligated for ikar ksuva, but that's only in the event that what? That he wrote the ksuva itself. But if there was no ksuva that was written, then einach inami halacha lemaisa vipaskin, there is no automatic obligation for ksuva engendered by erusin. Good. Says the Mishnah. So we'll listen to this. Still going on the topic of finding shtaros. I find divorce documents, emancipation documents, daitiki. Daitikin are deathbed wills, or matana, gift documents, shovrim receipts. Hare ze lo yachsir. You cannot return these items to their owners. Why not? Shani omer, ksuvin hayu, because I could say that they were written. Venimloch aleyen shlo litnan. But perhaps the person who wrote the document had a change of heart and decided not to give it. Therefore, for that reason, you may not go ahead and give this document to the owners. Says the Gemara, taimo denimloch shlo litnan. So we'll say, so the reason ultimately we do not return these items to their owners. So for example, we'll say, I find a get in the street. So I can't return that get to the husband. Why? Because I assume, or to the wife for that matter, because I assume that maybe the husband decided to write it, but then what? But didn't give it. Decided not to give it. Same thing with all of these things. So the Gemara says, well, now let's analyze this. Taima, the reason you can't return the get to the owner is the nimloch shlo litnan, because we assume that perhaps, or choshesh perhaps, that the quote-unquote owner of the document had a change of heart and chose not to carry through with the transaction. Ha amar tnu. But listen to this. Let's say I find the get, and I say, oh, Reuven, I found the get that you wrote for your wife. He said, oh yeah, do me a favor, give it to her. Ha amar tnu, no snin. Sounds like we would give it to her, vafilu lizman meruba. And even if what? Even if the get wasn't found until sometime later on. Rashi says, no snin, vafilu nimtza lizman meruba, misha nafal. So let's listen to this. So the Gemara suggests the following. So the Mishnah Paskins, I'm walking in the street, I find a get that was written from Reuven to his wife Leah. And it was written, again, it's dated 6 months ago. What happened? So the Mishnah says, I can't give it back to Reuven or to Leah. Why? Right? Because why? Because I'm choshesh that I don't know what happened over here. I just don't know what happened over here. So the Gemara says, and maybe Reuven intended to go ahead and give the get, but what? He chose not to. So the Gemara says, what we can infer from this is, if I tell Reuven, I found the get you wrote to your wife Leah, and Reuven says to me, oh, give it to her, that we would listen to him. Now, what's the novelty in that statement? The novelty in that statement is, we're not choshish for the fact that maybe there's another couple, Reuven and Rachel, Reuven and Leah, and this was their get. This was their get, not the get belonging to the Reuven and Leah that I think about belonging to another Reuven and Leah. To which the Lord says, but is that true? Aren't we choshish v'et or minu? Let's raise a kasha. Ha maybe get following him enu. But say, if a person was bringing a get This is a shaliach. Shliach's bringing a get. Vavad himenu, and he lost it. And what happened? Matzo la'altar. If he finds it immediately, kosher. He is permitted to go ahead and give it to the intended woman. Imlav pasul. But if he does not find it immediately, then the get is pasul. Now, the logic behind that seems to be that's what? Because if he finds it immediately, we assume that's what? The get that he found is the get that he lost. But if there's a significant amount of time that elapses, rechoshesh, that maybe another couple with the same names also lost a get, and the get that he found is not the get that he lost, and therefore again it is not kosher to be used for divorce for the original couple. So we'll say, so now we have a contradiction, right? Remember, according, based on what the Gemara said, it's inference from the Mishnah, is we would infer from the Mishnah that even if you find the get sometime later on, as long as the husband says what? As long as he says what? Tenu, give it, then that's enough. But yet the Brisa over here says, no, the only time you could give it if you lost it is if when? Is if you find it immediately. Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, no, kasha, it's not a contradiction. Kan bimakom shashayaros mitsuyos. Kan bimakom shein hashayaros mitsuyos. To which Rabba says, it's not a contradiction. One is talking about a case where the caravans are frequently found. And one is talking about a case where the caravans are not frequently found. We'll say, in other words, stated how? In other words, how do you state this? That it depends on the amount of pedestrian traffic. When do we say that if you find it immediately, if you find it immediately, you can go ahead and what? Return it. That's only talking about what? That's only talking about a situation where, that's only talking about, that's talking about a situation where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. In that case, I'm concerned that if I don't find it immediately, the get that I find is not the one that I lost. Versus a place where there's not a lot of pedestrian traffic, which is what? Even if I find it sometime later on, nevertheless, the get will still be good because I assume the one that I found is the one that I lost. Vafilu b'makom shashieros mitzuyos. Now, Bosan Rabbah takes this one step further. And even in a place where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, you know, when I say pedestrians are literally caravans. So even if there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, v'hu she'uchseku shnei Yosef ben Shimon bi'ir achos. Now we'll say, Rabbi adds on another caveat. Rabbi says, in order to be choshesh for another couple with the same names that may have lost also a get, they may have also lost the get, there have to be two factors in play. Number one, a lot of pedestrian traffic. And number two, I know for a fact that there's another couple with the same names in the same city. If you have those two factors, that there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, and I know for a fact that what? That there's another couple with the same name in the same city, those two factors combined say that if you lose the get, if you lose the get, and you don't retrieve it immediately, you have to be choshesh that the get you found is not the get you lost. Because if you don't say this, kashe de rabba ad rabba. Then Rabbi says, Rabbi himself contradicts himself. How so? So let's listen to this. They one time found the get in the basin of Rav Huna. And I will say the get, remember, get also has, interestingly enough, as opposed to a ksu, which doesn't have this, get records location. Right, a get actually seems to have a get has to be its location actually, and it's actually written. We saw this again. You have to write, you know, Bemasa Baltimore Al Yad, you know, Patapsco River. You know, it has to be literally. You have to go ahead and note the closest body of water. So the Gemara says they found the get in the basin of Rav Huna Bishviri de Masa da Al Rachis Nara, and it said in Shviri Masa that was on the Rachis River. Some Rav Huna said, Amud Beis, Shaychinon l'shnei Shviri. So we'll say, interestingly enough, we have to go ahead and be choshesh for what? We have to be choshesh that there are two cities named Shviri. Look at Rashi. Chashin l'shnei Shviri. Afal p'yishaba echel afanei v'arim menu nafal. Uploni ha'yim v'shachol l'ishtav yodim. Anoshen b'shviri shnei l'shnei Shviri l'shnei Shviri. So it comes along Rav Huna and says that we have to be choshesh that maybe there are two towns named Shviri. So the Gemara says, "I'm going to chista the Rabba." So Rav Chista said to Rabba, and he said to Rabba the following: "Puk ayin be bala orta." So Rav Chista said to Rabba, "Do me a favor, go and look into this. Go and look into this matter." de la orta boy minach Rav Huna. Because tonight Rav Huna is going to ask you about this particular case and is going to ask you to weigh in regarding these circumstances. So what happened? Nafak dak va'ashkach. So Rabba did a little bit of research and he went out and he found, what did he find? Kol ma'isa bezdin hareze yachzir. So we'll say he found the v'raisa that said, we actually learned this yesterday, that any ma'isa bezdin, any document performed by bezdin is always returned back to its owners. Look at Rashi. Kol ma'isa bezdin hareze yachzir. Kol milsa da asal bezdin lekayim. Any document that comes to bezdin for bezdin to uphold. Deleka lemechash lenimlach alein shlom nitlan harezi yachzir vezemekuyam bebeisin hi ulakach huva sham. So we'll say, so Rabba went out and found any document that is upheld by Beis Din, any document upheld by Beis Din, ultimately is returned to its owners. Vahabe dina Rav Huna dechi makom shasheyaros mitsuyos dami. Now, both listen to this. So essentially, what Rabba paskind was what? Return the get to the shaliach. Trying to get to the shaliach. Okay, now let's play this out for just a moment. So Rabbi comes along and says, the get should be returned to the shaliach. Now let's analyze this. Let's analyze this ruling. Vaha, beidina de Rav Huna dechi makam shesheras mitsuyosami. Now both sides, the basin of Rav Huna was considered to be like a place where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, right? Because at the end of the day, remember, there are a lot of people going back and forth. So therefore, again, it's like a makam shesheras mitsuyos, v'kapashit rabba diyachzir. And yet, even though there's an incredible amount of pedestrian traffic, Rabba paskin that what? The lost get should be returned to its owner. Rabba say, now we're contradicting ourselves, right? Because Rabba just said before that if shayaros are mitsuyos, if there's a lot of pedestrian traffic and the document is lost, you have to be choshesh that maybe the document you found is not the document you lost. Here Rabba is saying that in a place of pedestrian traffic, you can return the document. So which one is it? Oh, Alma. Ihochsaku Shneyose ben Shimon in I lo lo. Rather, Rabbi say, what do you see? You see from here that it depends. What does it depend on? It depends whether or not, again, there were two Yosef ben Shimons. So in other words, let me go back. Remember again, the Gemara made a further distinction in Rabba. When does Rabba say that if you lose the document and there's shayros, there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, that you can't return it to the owner? It's not just enough to have pedestrian traffic. What else do you need? You need to know that there are two people with the same name in the same city. If you have those two factors, then you have to be choshesh that the document you lost is not the document you found. But even if there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, but you don't know for sure that there's someone else with the same name, you can return the document. Therefore, the Gemara is suggesting over here that in this situation of the Beis Din and Rav Huna, in this particular case, there was not a second person that had the same name as the people named in the shtar, and that's why Rab allowed it to be returned. So we'll say, so where we're holding right now is that Shitas Rabba is the following. If you lose a document, and you're losing it in a place that, number one, satisfies two criteria. Number one, Sheyaros Mitsuyos, there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. And number two, Huksuku Shnei Shimon, right? We've established that there are two people with the same name in the same city. That's where Rabba holds that Lamaisa, if you lose the document cannot be returned. I have a concern that perhaps the document you lost is not the document you found. But if either of those two criteria are missing, Rabba will allow for the return of the document. Why? Because we assume ultimately again that the document that was lost is the document that was found. So Avad Rabba Uvda Bahugita Deshtachak Bekisna de Pompadisa Kishmaite. So the Gemara just says Rabba conducted himself in accordance with his ruling regarding a get that was found Bekisna. What's the Bekisna means? At the place where they would process straw. Kisna straw. So that's the place where they would process straw in Pompadisa. So Ikeda Amri, so I'll say, so the Gemara just analyzes this case. Ikeda Amri, so some say, we're talking about a place where they used to sell the straw. So they sell the straw. Now the place where they sell straw is a place where sheriffs mitsuyos, a lot of pedestrian traffic. And therefore, again, according to that version, the reason why Rabba allowed for the return of the get was because in this particular place, they did not have established fact of two people with the same name. Vikadamri, others say, that hecha ditari, ditaru kisna, that it's a place ultimately, again, where they soaked the straw, or the flax, I should say, not the straw, the flax. I'm sorry. Va'afagav dehuchsaku. And even though, again, there were two people in the same town by the name of Yosef and Shimon, but to Loshichi Shara, so it was a place ultimately, again, where there was not a lot of pedestrian traffic. So we'll say, so they weren't just bringing down the fact that Rabbah didn't just say this in a vacuum, but again, Rabbah actually paskined this way, halacha l'maisa. Namely, that again, in order to go ahead and be choshish, in other words, in order not to return a lost document. Let me go back for just a moment. The Mishnah said that if you find lost documents, you can't return them to their owners. Rabbah said, that's fine, as long as you satisfy two criteria. Number one, shayaros mitsuyos, has to be a lot of pedestrian traffic. Number two, huchsiku shnei Yosef ben Shimon. We know for a fact that there are two people with the same name, the name in the shtar, two people with the same name in this city. Once you have those two criteria, then we are choshesh that the document you lost is not the document you found, and therefore it cannot be returned to its original owner. But if either one of those two criteria are missing, the document can be returned. Rabbi Masnisin Abraiso, Omishani. So we'll say, excuse me, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Masnisin Abraiso, Omishani. So we'll say, Rabbi Zera contrasted the Mishnah with the Abraiso, but he answered up the contradiction. Tznan, we learned, the Mishnah Yigin, Hamevi get va'avad imenu. So we'll say, if somebody's bringing a get, right, the Shaliach is delivering a get, and he lost it, Matzah la'alter kasher, if he finds it immediately, the get is kasher, ve'im la'av pasul, but if not, the get is pasul. So we'll say that's one statement. So the statement in the Mishnah Yigin seems to indicate that the ability to go ahead and deliver a lost get that was found is solely dependent on what? The pace, right? The pace at which, not the pace is the wrong word, but the the haste, right? The quickness, right? In which you go ahead and find it. In other words, if you find it quickly, then lemaisa again, you could go ahead and give it back. If not, no. So the Gemara says, Orminu. So we'll say that's the mission again. Okay, that's number one. Orminu. Let's raise a contradiction. Matzah get, we'll say this is the Braisa. Matzah get, isha b'shuk, b'zman shaba moda yachzir. Yet the Braisa says that if you find the woman's get in the shuk, b'zman shaba moda, if the husband admits that what? That he in fact used this get to divorce this woman, then yachzir the isha. Then you should return the get to the woman. Ein haba moda, if the bala is not moda, lo yachzir lo lazeh vo lo lazeh. Then you cannot return it to the man or to the woman. They both said, what do we see from this braisa? What do you see from here? When the husband admits that he owes it, then ultimately, again, you should return it to the woman. Va'afilu lizman meruba. You will say, then this infers for us what? Even if a significant amount of time elapses. So both say, so you understand the contradiction. According to the Mishnah and Gittin, everything is dependent on the altar. If you lose it and you find it immediately, immediacy, that was what I was looking for, immediacy. Everything is dependent on immediacy. If you lose it and you find it immediately, then you could give it back to the parties involved. If there's no immediacy, a lack of immediacy, then what? Then you can't return it. That's the Mishnah. The Braisa seems to indicate that everything is dependent on the husband. If the husband admits that he divorced her with this get, then great, you could return it afil lizman meruba, which indicates to us, even without immediacy, the get can be returned to the husband, or to the woman. To which the Gemara says, how do we reconcile this contradiction? Mishani, kan b'makom she'asheres mitzuyos, kan b'makom she'asheres mitzuyos. How do we reconcile the contradiction? Easy. Right? How? When do we require immediacy, Rabbi Osai? Immediacy is only needed when what? When there is heavy pedestrian traffic. Because when there's heavy pedestrian traffic, that's when we're choshesh, that there's a greater statistical probability that the get that you lost is not the get that you found. That's when you require immediacy. But if there's not a lot of pedestrian traffic, then what? All you require is the consent of the husband that this process really occurred and the get can be returned. Ika da Amri, others explain, v'ushahuch siku delo nehadar. Others see Rabbah say that no, the case ultimately where the Braisa said that you can't return the get is a situation where we know for sure that there are two people with the same name in the same city. Then we have to be concerned that the get that you lost ultimately again is not the get that you found. V'hainu de Rabbah. And that would be in conformance with the position of Rabbah. Because Rabbah, remember again, Rabbah is the one who said that in order not to return the get, you need two things. Remember again, right? Shairos Mitsuyos and Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. Ikadam, Rabbah is another version of this exchange. Afagav de lo hochsiku, lo nedar. Others say that what? No, the Bryce, the reconciliation between the Bryce and the Mishnah could also be read as, even if there are not two Yosef and Shimon's, the get should still not be returned. Upliga de Rabbah. And ultimately, again, this would refute the position of Rabbah. Fine. So we'll say, so just two different versions as to how to reconcile the Mishnah with the Bryce. According to the first version of reconciliation between the Mishnah and the Bryce, it supports Rabbah. According to the second one, it contradicts Rabbah. So Bishlama, Rabba lo omer Rabbi Zera. So also, I understand why Rabba didn't say like Rabbi Zera. Mas nisin alima leilak shuye. Because also remember, Rabba brought a contradiction between our Mishnah and another Mishnah. So I understand why Rabba chose to contrast Mishnayis, because it's always better to ask a question from a Mishnah on a Mishnah. Ella Rabbi Zera. By time lo omer Rabba. Rabba say, why didn't Rabbi Zera? Why does Rabbi Zera choose to bring a kasha from a braisa instead of from a mishnah? Amar lecha mi katani ha amar tnu nosnin vafilu lizman miruba. So I will say, because Rabbi Zera was like this, Rabba, your whole discussion is based on an inference from our mishnah, right? Remember again, Abbas, remember how our discussion in the mishnah began? Our mishnah said, matzah gitei nashim, you find any of these gitin, right? You don't go ahead and return. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says why? Because we assume that the person who wrote it had a change of heart and decided not to give it. Rabbi says, oh, you see from here that's what? That if the husband said, no, give the get, if I bring the get to the husband and I say, give the get, I say, tells, I found your get, and he says what? Tenu, no sin. So we'll say, Rabbi made that observation from the Mishnah. Rabbi Zera says, Mikat honey, ha'amar tenu, no sin, va'afilos ma'maruba. Did the Mishnah ever say that statement? Right, meaning, Rabba, you said that statement. You're inferring that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah never made that statement. Dilma ha'amar tnu nosnin. Dilma ha'amar tnu nosnin. Uli olam kidekai malon li alter. Maybe, Rabba, when your inference is correct, that if the husband were to say tnu, give the get, we would give it, but that's only if what? If the get was found immediately. In other words, Rabba, you are inferring that even if the get was found months later, and the husband says, oh, give it, that we would give it. But that is not clear in the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is only talking about a case where you find the get immediately. So we'll say, according to the opinion that held, that according to Rabbi Zera, even in a place where there is a lot of pedestrian traffic, and what? Even if there are not, and there are va'afagav shalosku shneyosei ben Shimon, that what? That, and even if there are not two established people with the same name, that we still don't give back the get, upliga d'rabba, and he would argue on Rabba. So we'll say, there, according to this version of Rabbi Zera, the fundamental machlokes in Rabba and Rabbi Zera will be the following. According to Rabba, in order not to be able, it is usher to return a found get when two criteria are present, which is what? Shayaros mitsuyos, pedestrian traffic, and huchseku shnei Yosef ben Shimon, two people with the same name. According to Rabba, if you have those two criteria, you can't return the get. According to Rabbi Zera, even if there is just pedestrian traffic, a lot of pedestrian traffic, even if what? We don't know for sure that there are two people with the same name, you still can't return the get. So Rabbi Zera is more machmir than Rabba. So the Gemara asks, by my kamiflagi, what is at the root of their machlokas? Rabba Savar, so Rabba will say, Rabba Savar, diktani komai sebezin hareze yachsir. So Rabba will say, because in general we hold of the principle that every mai sebezin, everything done in a bezin, generally should be returned to its rightful owner. Tishtachach bebezin askinan, and we're dealing with the case of where the found get, or the get that was found in bezin. Ubeizdin kimakom shasheros mitsuyos. Beizdin, remember, in general, is considered to be a place where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. Vahushehuchseku lo yachzir. And again, therefore, we're dealing with a case. So according to Rabba, where the function changed. Under normal circumstances, any document done by Beizdin will return to its original owners. That's how the Rabba says. Furthermore, what's happening over here? We're talking about a case where the get is being found in Beis Din. That's considered to be makom shashayaros mitsuyos, pedestrian traffic. And therefore, the only variable is what? Are there two people with the same name in the same city? If the answer to that is yes, then unfortunately, then we can't return the get, because you have to be choshish that the one that you found is not the one that you lost. But if there are not two people with the same name, then what? Then you can return the document. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Zeira Amar Lecha, Mi Katani Kol Maisa Beis Din Shenin Tzu Beis Din. And Rabbi Zeira will say, one second, does the Braisa say any Maisa, any document done by Beis Din that is found in Beis Din can be returned? Kol Maisa Beis Din Yachzir Katani, Uli Olam Deish Dacha Chavroi. According to Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Osai, the case could even be what? Where the document doesn't have to be found in Beis Din, the document was found outside of Beis Din. And according to Rabbi Zeira, the only issue is what? Remember, Rabbi Zeira Bosei is more machmir. According to Rabbi Zeira, even if it's shesh shayeros mitsuyos, even if you don't have hukhsik ushnei yosei ben shimin, you still can't return the document. Rabbi Yirmiyah comes along. So we'll say, so far what we have over here is a fundamental machlokes between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira. Under what circumstances can a get, and when I say get, by the way, you understand get includes all documents done by Beis Din, right? Under what can a get not be returned? Rabbi says, Sheros Mitsuyos, Huchsek Ushnei Yosef Ben Shimon. Rabbi Zeira says, even just Sheros Mitsuyos, even if it's not Huchsek Ushnei Yosef Ben Shimon, still can't return it. Comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Kegon de Ka'amri Eidimi Olam El Chasanu, Ela Al Get Echad Shel Yosef Ben Shimon. Oh, Rabbi Zeira, listen to this. Rabbi Yirmiyah comes along and says, that when the Braisa said, Matzah get Isha Beshuk, Bizman Shabbat Modi Yachzer Isha, that if you find the get of a woman in the Shuk, and the husband admits that he wrote this get, when can you return it to the woman? What's the case? Rabbi Yirmiyah says, where the Edim on the Shtar, the Edim that signed on the get, say what? Yeah. We've only signed one get of Yosef Ben Shimon. Right? In other words, we keep meticulous records. We only signed on one get of Reuven that divorced Leah. So they both say, so when they say that, even if what? Even if technically there's two Reuven and two Reuven and Leah couples, nevertheless, these Edim are saying we only signed on one get. So that should be enough of a proof that what? That the get what was found was the get that was lost. Ihachi Maila Memra. So okay, we'll say if that's the case, then there's no novelty here. Oh, there is. Listen to this. Mao Dithema, Lechosh Dilma Isrami Shma Kishma Ve'edim Ke'edim. Oh, Rabosai, listen to this. Are we Choshesh that maybe the same way that we're Choshesh for Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon? So maybe the same way that we're Choshesh that what? That there are two Ruvain and Leah couples. So we'll say, remember, who signed on the get? Levi and Yehuda. Maybe I should be choshesh that what? That just like there might be two gittin of Reuven who divorced his wife Leah, there also may be two gittin that also have what? Levi and Yehuda, witnesses who signed it. To which the Gemara says, no. Kamashla, no. That meaning, that far, we don't go. In other words, to be choshesh, that there are two couples with the same names, that absolutely we will be choshesh for. But to go ahead and say that we're going to be choshesh for two couples with the same names who have the same names as of the witnesses, that far we don't go. So therefore we'll say, the way Rav Ashi understands the Braisa is that if let's say again, the get was lost, the shliach was delivering the get was lost, shliach retrieves it, husband says, yes, that's the get I want to deliver to my wife, we allow for, and again, and it's a case, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, where the witness is showing up and saying, we signed that, and we've never signed another get of a couple with these names, we trust that testimony and allow for the delivery of that get. Rav Ashi says, Kigon de Amar, Nakav Yeshbo Bitsad Osplonis. Rav Ashi comes along and says, what's the case? Bose, the case over here is where the husband identifies the get. Or Bose, truth, it doesn't have to be the husband, it could be the shaliach also. What happens, he says, there's a hole on the top of the fourth aleph, whatever, something like that. So he gives a simon in the shtar itself. And therefore, again, Rav Ashi will say, that's why we allow the get to be returned, because it's a simon that tells us that what? That the get that was lost was the get that was found. V'dafka b'tzad osplonis. Rav Ashi said, that's only true of what? If literally a simon like that, where again the simon is being found literally on the top of that particular letter, aval nakav ba'alma, But Rabbi Yossi, if I say that there's like a hole in the piece of paper, that's not going to be a good enough simon. In other words, that the case of where we're willing to return the lost get is where the shaliach, or the husband, someone, is coming along and giving us what we call a simon mufhak, a real defining simon. The Gemara says, Rabashi, Mesafkalei, V'simonim Ido Raisa Idi Rabbanon. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Rabashi says, we're not sure, do simonim work Doraisa, or do simonim work Rabbanon? In other words, when you give a simon and something gets returned to you, so ultimately, again, we'll say, does that work on a rabbinic level, or does that work on a biblical level? Now, the nafkamina between that, we'll say, will be how much of a defining simon do you need? Now, we'll say, just to tie this together, Ravashi, therefore, is not sure, do simonim work Doraisa, or do they work Rabbanon? Therefore, Rav Ashi will say the only time you could return the get is when the shaliach gives what we call a simon mufhak. Simon mufhak, Rav Ashi, means an undisputable simon, right? A simon that no one could have guessed. It must be that it's absolutely his document. So let's listen to this. Rav Bar Bar Chana, Irkas, top of Yutas, Irkas Lagita Be Midrasha. Rav Bar Bar Chana, Rav Ashi, was delivering a get, and he lost it. Imagine like how you must feel after that. Erkas Lagita, Shahaya Shaliach Lahavivi, Erkas Lahuva Ashkahu. So what happens? He went ahead and he lost the get. Based on Medrash. Amar, so we'll say, so they found the get. So they wanted to return it to him. But obviously, again, he had to demonstrate that it was the get that he lost. So Rav Bar Bar Chana says the following. He says, Isimna Isli Vigave. If you want a simon, I could give you a simon. Right, I have a good simon on the body of the document that I could give you. Tvias eina, they both say tvias eina means if I could look at it and identify it as the get that I lost. That's called tvias ayin. Isli begave, I could go ahead and I could identify it by sight as well. To which the Gemara says adrua nehile. They gave the get back to Rav Bar Bar Chana. Amar lo yedana, but Rav Bar Bar Chana said I don't know. Did they give it back to me because I said I had a simon? And they hold that simon works even with biblical matters. Or did they give it back to me because I would be able to identify it? Rabbi said it's actually a very important yesod. Tvias ayin, the ability to identify something by sight and to say that is what I lost, only works by a Talmud Chacham. What do you mean? It only works by someone ultimately, again, whose credibility is absolutely intact. Because remember, again, TSI essentially means I'm going to look at the document and I'm going to say, oh yeah, that's the one that I lost. That is only reserved, that type of credibility is only reserved for Talmidei Chachamim, but ultimately, again, would not be something that is usable by the general populace. Aval inish ta'alma, lo. But lamais, again, other people know. Rashi says, v'dafkul tzormir abanam, demuchsak lanbei, t'lo mashani b'diburik. Because Talmud Chacham, again, will be careful ultimately with his words. So we'll say, so bottom line over here, Rabbi Bechana, good news is he got back the get. Interestingly enough, he wasn't sure if it was because he had a simon, or because he had the ability ultimately again for tvias ayin. So we'll say, so we're going to stop over here, but we're stopping, we're still, remember, we have this, first of all, we end off still with machlokus between Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, or I should say, excuse me, Rabbo and Rabbi Zeira, about under what circumstances can a lost document be returned, right? Or under what circumstances can't a lost document be returned? According to Rabbo, Sheros Mitzuyos, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, according to Rabbi Zeira, even just Sheros Mitzuyos. We also know that we have the contradiction, seeming contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa from Gittin. We now have four different ways of ultimately reconciling those. Now we also left off with the interesting discussion, do simonim work d'oraisa or d'rabbanon? And now we've also just been introduced to the idea that tvias ayin, visual recognition of something, works to allow for the return of a lost object, but only ultimately for Talmidei Chacham, whose credibility is intact. But so let me just share with you a short idea on the parasha.